WrestleMania. This is number 10.
Oh, yeah, this is WrestleMania. Yeah, yeah.
This is the one that I was like.
It kind of reminded me of the Survivor Series.
WrestleMania.
All right, this could be our intro, so hold on a second. Let's let it ride.
Let it ride. We needed a hell yeah in there, Bob.
Turn my right headphone up.
Yeah, we needed a hell yeah, like Stone Cold.
Rap, rap. We just watched Payback. This is gonna be a payback rap. Smoke stack on the mic with a payback rap, right?
WrestleMania. WrestleMania.
Hello and welcome. That's my wrestling podcast intro. The Gorilla Monsoon. Gorilla Monsoon.
Hello.
Gorilla Monsoon, like, hello.
Hold on, before the Gorilla Monsoon, you just need to be Jack Tunney.
Like, Jack Tunney?
Because he does very few appearances, you know.
I told you, like, okay, tonight, the whole, this is the Lousy Weather Media WWE Payback 2016 official review. Sean asked here, we have Derek, say hi.
What's up, guys?
And Bob Camparta. See, you're not used to not having to say your name. See, normally it's Lousy Weather Media Main Show. I'm Sean S.
People just Googled you everywhere.
But now
with your
I
last
can.
Name.
This is a different podcast, Bob, so I can introduce your name. But anyway, okay, so the whole point of the show tonight was like, okay, we're going to find out who's running the WWE now. Like, Shane McMahon has been in control for the past 3 weeks. Stephanie's been in control for a few years as the authority. So, like,
a few years.
Who's going to be in control now? And then, like, the entire time I was like, you were saying I wanted Gorilla Monsoon, but I was like, no, I want Jack Tunney in this bitch. Remember Jack Tunney? Like, okay, so motherfucking Macho Man gets tied up in the ropes and Jake the Snake Roberts busts out fucking Damien the Cobra or whatever, bites the shit out of Macho Man, and fucking Jack Tunney comes in like, at the Survivor Series, we're gonna have Macho Man against Jake the Snake Roberts so Macho Man could get his revenge. Like, and they just went to like some satellite studio in Toronto of Jack Tunney sitting in an office.
Well, that's
and
where he were.
Yeah, and that's because, yeah, he was like just some Toronto dude, and they were like, you're president now.
Because
so,
the WWE bought out this company and shit like that
from
their brother.
Okay,
that's how they got their partnership. That's why they made him
break kayfabe.
Yeah, that's why
Derek
they
over here
put him on, you know.
So, anyway, okay, now Jack Tunney would just be sitting in the studio and fucking like cut this promo, like. And it would be like 10 seconds in the middle of fucking Superstars on Saturday morning. You know what
His
I'm saying,
big
Bob?
Fucking announcement
no,
you had
this.
To wait for.
I don't remember.
But what I'm what
you didn't
I mean
watch Superstars on fucking what was
no,
it Saturday
Bob,
morning, wasn't it?
Bob has very few memories of wrestling of that era. But so anyway, but what I mean is, like, you get what I'm saying. Like, they would have a whole wrestling show, and instead of a guy coming out like, oh, I'm in control, I'm the authority,
oh, yeah.
or I'm in control,
they
I'm the authority,
in a different place.
He'd just be some dude in an office at
in
the
Toronto.
End of, and he would be like, the main event of WrestleMania
yeah,
is going to be.
Yeah, he would just show up on the video screen. And
yeah,
like
and
that.
It would
was
just,
he always in an office? Like, was
mm-hmm.
he ever, like,
yeah, he was just,
empty
I don't think I
gray,
ever saw
volleyball.
Jack Tunney anywhere
put it
but
this way,
an
Bob,
office.
I started.
He spikes about
They sent Jack Tunney. They sent Jack Tunney a sports coat, and that was it. A sports coat and a video camera, and they were just like, "Send us film.
We're gonna buy your company, and all we'll give you is a sports coat.
Like,
put it on.
Doing different things. That'd be cool.
You want to see the life of Jack Tunney?
Yeah." Like he's
it's
riding
gonna
a
be very short.
He's like next
it,
week on.
It
Smackdown,
might be online.
Be...
Like everything's online.
We can have a freaking Wednesday night Jack Tunney. You know,
anyway, all right.
His biggest moments in wrestling. Like
the fucking Jack Tunney.
Dude, I've been watching old wrestling, and since I went back, like I can only say I've honestly
well,
seen
after
this dude
Jack
in person
Tunney,
like four times come down to the fucking ring.
Who Jack Tunney?
Yes,
you never
only...
saw Jack Tunney in the ring.
No, like seriously. You... It was
show
always
me the time with your two eyes. You saw Jack Tunney
hey,
go to the ring. He's about to bust out YouTube.
I'm like, you have your fucking iPad there. Fucking
Jack
Google
Tunney.
That shit. You will fucking see for yourself. Like
Gorilla
seriously.
Was more involved.
Oh, he was more involved for sure. Jack Tunney was always like office based, and the only time he showed up
did
was
you
like
tune in for the payback review or the 1993 Jack Tunney.
We're
review?
Having this is like our throwback like intro. We're gonna have like a throwback. anyway. Start off every show.
All right, but anyway.
What about Damien the Snake?
Though. Damien was the snake. He had the first Damien, but then that Damien died, so we got a second Damien, and that Damien was big ass and yellow. Sean that Damien was fucked up. Sean Facts. Me and Bobby started this new thing called Sean Facts, like Snapple Facts, but they're like Sean Facts. And Bobby will just be like, tell me about this. And for some reason, I always have a fact on it. He was like, tell me about the Mississippi River. He said this to me the other day. Tell me about the Mississippi. And I was like, dude, they got these crazy Japanese jumping fucking flying fish that jump out and literally smack you in the face so hard to the point you can't drive a boat down the river. And he was like, what the fuck? And he Googled it. And it's real. Like, that was a legit Sean fact. Like, Sean, I know these things.
I'm going to number them. That's Sean fact one.
That's Sean fact one. So anyway,
rules
all right.
Rules of life, Sean facts.
So it was Payback tonight. WWE Payback, right? We all crowded around in the house. We decided Lousy Weather Media is going to do this because the WrestleMania one was so fun that we're going to crowd in the house and watch the pay-per-view and record a post-show and review.
It was fun.
Right? And it wasn't
at least it wasn't like fucking 7 hours.
Oh God, yeah. Like we did sit through four, basically. We did 3.5 because I fast forwarded the first half hour on the pre-show.
Yeah,
like the part, like okay, so we're gonna start our review with the pre-show. The first half hour we didn't watch, but I could imagine it was something like, this match is gonna happen, and then Bobby do Booker T just be like, shucky ducky quack quack.
Spin-a-rooney,
shuck a ducky, quack, quack. So that happened for the first half hour, then we hit
wait,
some matches.
My hand in the air, too.
All right, so that's how it was. And for some reason, I'm going to point this out. What the hell's her name? Renee Young. Her boobs were on point today. I'm going to shout out fashion tips today. Yeah, Renee,
fashion back.
Renee,
fashion
Renee back. Exactly, is just, Bob, we Renee is a great commentator. She's a great addition to them. She seems like somebody that likes wrestling, and she's beautiful. And today, her boobs, her bubes, her bubes were on point. Every time she
like
was on
a
camera.
Hair on the boob. Like a bube. You know, like a hair boob. Like, what the fuck is that?
She had some beautiful bubes.
Like,
that's
a hairy titty. A bube. A hairy titty.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, bube. So anyway, the pre-show started. Then we had the first match, right? We had Baron Corbin and Dolph Ziggler.
I didn't even pay attention to these.
I thought
matches.
This match was going to be on the main show. Like, I was almost kind of excited. Like, this is going to be a match on the main show. Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin. Let Baron Corbin get a little shine. Maybe Dolph Ziggler get some shine. But no, it's on the pre-show.
The prelims, the pre-show. Yeah, I don't really pay
anyway,
all
right.
Shit.
So the match basically was Baron Corbin.
I was shocked, though.
You don't really pay attention, so you don't like.
Okay,
you don't really
so
know.
I still try to.
But anyway,
the winner, and I was shocked of who fucking.
Yeah, it's
won,
just the prelims.
It
was
Dolph
Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler won, but anyway, the match was just basically Baron Corbin beating up Dolph Ziggler. David versus Goliath, little guy,
pretty
getting
much
thrown around, beat up the whole match, and Dolph Ziggler won, and that was that. And they got out of there.
I didn't even know he fucking won. That's tell you how much
it was quick.
Yeah, I was just shocked that fucking
then,
the guy I thought was going to win, Corbin, fucking lost. I was like, what the fuck just happened, dude? Like,
and then the next match, right, was the one you were waiting for.
The prelim match, because Bob has a thing for Ryback.
The pre-cum match.
Oh, yeah,
Ryback.
Pre-show, Mr. Pre-cum, you
the
know.
The pre-cum match
you,
for Bob.
You know, especially
yeah,
for him,
Mr.
he explodes.
Pre-
yeah.
Show.
Your exploding
so,
moment
yeah,
once
it was,
again at the pre-show. So I'm just going to call it the pre-cum limbs.
It was Ryback versus Kalisto, which we saw last month
another
at
David
WrestleMania.
And Goliath, too.
And what? Yeah, but this match was a lot more back and forth. Kalisto hitting
a lot
more things.
I think
a lot of cool
Kalisto
moves.
Kalisto had the photo moment this time.
With the
he had a couple moments.
Dude, that one, he had that really
he had
cool
the fucking, 1999's Twister's Rewind moment. Is this what you're talking about?
Stridex. Yes. Stridex
even better. Yes. Stridex
bad. All these jokes are going over Bob's head.
Oh, for sure. I know. That's why I'm
90% of the audience that might tune into this show. But it's really funny. The Stridex replay. Anyway, yes, okay. Perfect. But no, he had... Kalisto did the, this. The thing I wrote down. I wrote down cool skinny spot, which apparently meant cool spinny spot, when he fucking ran and he springboarded off the second rope to the outside with a like a 360 corkscrew spin onto Ryback. Does anybody remember this? Do you recollect
that,
this?
That I didn't write none of this shit down, but that was one cool of the skinny one, spot. That was one of my skinny moments I remember.
And then he hit him with a few DDTs.
The cool little DDT. DDT.
I still didn't write down who won this match. Who the fuck won, Bob?
Oh shit!
You're supposed to have
Kalisto
that
won.
Yeah, Kalisto, right?
Kalisto retained his title. See, I was all about like getting things done around this time. I don't know what things I was getting done.
For some reason, I don't feel like I really started paying attention until
the show actually started.
Yeah.
And when the... All right, so...
Dude, I never pay attention.
Okay, so pre-show done. Let's fast forward to show starting. And it was weird almost. Okay, so New Day came out
first.
Hold
on, hold on. You got to make everyone aware. This is considered the first pay-per-view of the new era.
Well, that's what I was getting to. Hold on. That's what I was getting to. That's what was almost weird about. That's what I was getting to. Okay, so New Day came out first. New Day literally came out, and they cut their promo. They danced, they were fucking cutting a promo, had a bootio in their hands. And then it went to the opening fucking vignette, right?
Yeah.
Which every pay-per-view always opens with a vignette, right?
Oh, for sure.
So am I the only one that was thinking this was weird that they came, like,
They started a live.
By the time New Day came out to the ring, I had thought the vignette had already aired, and I just wasn't paying attention during it.
Oh,
and
you then were all just of shocked a sudden, that they went to a live opening.
They
and
literally
bam,
live
cut to
opened.
Like a TV show or something. Like, they started live, and then bam.
They live
the
opened with fucking New Day coming out and cutting their promo instead of opening. Like, everything's always been like, dun dun dun, and a man doesn't know what his name is until he wrestles for it. You know what I mean? Like, every pay-per-view opens like that.
Yeah.
This one literally fucking
so many people without names
started off. started off with the New
this
Day.
This one opened with a New Day. It was just weird to me. It was like maybe they fucking fucked up almost. Like maybe in the production truck they
said,
literally
you said
fucked up
you
or
think
something.
They fucked up somewhere, and anyway, I just thought it was part of the show.
So
like,
then
the crowd hype for the beginning of the match. I mean, what better way to start? Start live and get the crowd into it, and then go to your little promo for the pay-per-view and get the crowd all into it, and bam, start right into your fucking match. I thought it was excellent startup, honestly.
So then the vignette for the show started, and it was very blatant. It showed Apollo Crews, the Vaudevillains, Enzo and Cass. It showed all new wrestlers, and at the end of it, it said, a new era has begun. And
yeah, that was sweet.
And for someone like you, Bob, like for me and Derek, it might not, like, it might just be like, okay, you know, this is what we call it now. Like, but I'm phrase it for you a little bit, like, WWE is split into a lot of specific eras. Like, the Hulk Hogan 80s, they call the Golden Era. The 1993 to 97 Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, they call the New Generation Era. Then they have the Attitude Era, obviously. And then you have the...
Something I think about that, though.
Then you have the Invasion Era.
Well, you have the Ruthless Aggression Era is what they call it. And then they have... Ruthless Aggression Era is a rename for the Brand Split Era. Almost like Generation Y Millennial.
Yeah.
Right? Just a pseudo term for it. So that's a Brand Split, Ruthless Aggression Era. And then they have PG Era. So what they were trying to say tonight is the PG Era... The name PG Era is done. We're done with that. We're going to move on to a new era.
Hopefully it means fucking wrestling is going to be good and interesting, yeah, like, is what I took from
rated
it.
R, and it did really well. So.
And well, fucking Wolverine's getting his rated R movie back. Hugh Jackson's well, like, fuck yeah, rated R, I'm in.
Go ahead, Bob.
I think a lot of those eras happen more organically. Like,
exactly, yeah.
And this one is... It's kind of. I think it's unfair for them to be like, "This is well, the beginning of the new era." Like, how do they know?
What I want to like, say. Nothing. Here's.
I'm just looking at it by just watching NXT from watching yeah, wrestling.
Okay, from recently, to their credit,
I stopped watching it.
To their credit, there has been a shift in their programming.
Oh, for sure, dude.
For the past 2 years, slowly, and it's getting there to the point where, like, okay, we've been watching every month now. Like we were watching every month, kind of off and on before. But here's a point where we're almost excited for it. We enjoy the matches.
Dude, I
every
honestly
time.
Watched yeah. Raw for the last 3 weeks waiting for
really?
This pay-per-view.
I haven't
yeah,
watched,
because I haven't watched wrestling, and honestly, I was shocked Raw, by some of the matches for certain of the people.
I watched like, the Raw after Mania because you always watch
oh,
the
for
Raw
sure.
after
just,
Mania.
Just to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's like the kickoff for the oh. year of what's gonna who's going to debut. And they had like 11 people debut.
Yeah, I'm going to give wrestling a chance for a year and watch it from WrestleMania to WrestleMania and see how I like it. And
so, yeah, it was like much. A new era has begun. I don't know what this new era is called, but a new era has
oh,
begun.
Oh, I'm interested.
The new era.
They're just calling Roman Reigns the guy, so why not?
Yeah, this he's just, not a good
era.
Guy,
this
Bob.
The era.
He's not a bad guy.
He's the guy. Guy.
So this is the era. Era.
The yeah. era.
This is the era era. That sounds like a DJ era. The era.
You should have busted out your band.
In my yeah, my garage band. I mean, I'm trying to get it open really quick. Era. It's loading.
It's loading.
Era. The era. All right, hold up. It's the. Oh, that wasn't as funny as it was. It wasn't my head. But I hope it's funny to people listening back that I spent that much time to do that much work to make this
for
shit.
Such a...
Just say.
For that payoff.
Era. It's the era.
This needs to be their new intro.
Era.
I am instantly demanding WWE changes this to
goes.
Their new fucking intro.
The era. The era.
Perfect.
The era. Dude, I need to record that song. Yeah.
Dude, it's,
that should be the intro to this. If,
at least to our show. Fuck.
Or at least or the outro, one of the two. The
either or,
era,
fuck
era.
If WWE won't pick it up,
the
fuck
era. So anyway, the era starts with Enzo, Amore, and Big Cass coming out. And this is what this was like hype for the pay-per-view to just go decline so fast.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Right?
I was extremely excited.
Like, okay, so spoilers, Enzo gets hurt. Oh. But anyway, so let's talk about this. Go
first
ahead,
thing
Bob.
I say before the match. All right. the first thing I said was it was going to be the best match on the card.
Mm.
And it
was the fucking vaudevillains, yeah. too.
And I knew that, and I was still like, I don't care. Like, I literally thought they were going to, like, Big Cass would, like, fold them into pretzels. And then they would do it because it was like...
He was going to fold them and dip them in his nacho cheese because he still has Ryback on his mind by this time. Because he is the pre-show, like, stud, you
yeah.
know?
And then they would just, like, lay there like a cartoon.
That's awesome.
The two girls sitting in the room were like, I don't really watch wrestling. And I haven't watched in a long time. I don't really know anything about it. Blah, 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 blah. Right?
Mind you, you had them held captive.
I,
you they, had them fucking tied to chairs, Sean.
I
don't
let them,
fucking lie.
I let them out of the basement for 30 minutes to watch
you
WWE.
You were like, fucking watch wrestling and suffer, bitches.
And then... I don't know why I'm like staring over this because we've lost recording 17 times.
I told them before they came over that we were watching.
I feel like they had a good time.
And that
I feel like the
Sean
WWE
said they could not interrupt it.
I feel like the WWE show entertained them.
You brought brought these women over here to get held captive and tied down physically by Sean to watch wrestling.
This did not happen. That's just
fucking that, sit here and watch bitches. Just
put this preface out
with
here.
Their fucking eyes held they wide left open
before the pizza even got here.
Yeah, so they left before pizza even came.
Yeah.
So anyway,
because Sean was like fucking starved, bitches, after he fucking held him here captive, and he just said he released him from the fucking basement. So no wonder. Like, I want to fucking leave. I'm hungry. Like, I fucking understand. I like, leave. After
I'm
he pretty
hungry.
Much, after he pretty much, he was like starved, bitches. Bobby, order food online.
When Bobby, I was giving Bobby 40 money.
Minutes till the fucking pizza place shuts down. If order gonna, online.
If I'm going to defend myself, Bobby, Bobby, I was like, Bobby, order some Domino's. And first thing out of the girl's mouth was, it's weird saying the girl, like it was Taylor.
The girls.
So the first thing out of her mouth was, I have Chipotle at home, which meant I don't want to eat your food. I have food
fuck
at home.
Your Domino's, dude. That shit sucks.
And then
is what I took from
and
it.
And then the other girl number two, because that's how I'm calling them today.
One and two, like behind door they're number
like,
two.
Like star
we have
belly.
Michelle.
They're like star belly sneeches. So I was like, she was like. Yeah, we're probably not going to eat any of your food because we have food to eat. I was like, okay. Like, yeah, it was. I was like, I wasn't expecting you to eat my fucking food anyway. Like, if you would have asked politely, I may have given you some.
Mind you, these people are tied to a fucking chair forced or to watch wrestling.
If I offered politely and you accepted... If I offered and you accepted, I wouldn't have minded. You know what I mean? Or if you declined, I wouldn't have minded. Or if you never asked for a slice, I wouldn't have minded. I wouldn't have minded anyway. And then for somebody to point
Sean's
out.
Sean's defense is like, fuck your Chipotle. Eat my fucking Domino's.
To point out, we're probably not going to eat any of your food. If you're like ordering, like that, like I guess they took it as I was like, I'm ordering food for everyone. Here's $9. Like, oh, that's funny, Enzo. All right. Anyway, so Enzo comes out, and after them saying I haven't really watched wrestling in a long time, I instantly got everyone hype in the room because I was like. My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. In this here, all right, I'll stop.
Hey, you got to remember, you got to put your hand in the air.
This here is Big Cass, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bada boom! Realest guys in the room. How you doing?
How you?
That was actually
doing?
Pretty
how
good, Enzo.
That was a good one.
That was a pretty
how
good Enzo.
How you do?
And then yeah,
crowd was going no.
Motherfucking
yeah,
Cass.
The,
what was
dude.
Cass's
going,
line?
Dude.
He
was
like
fuck
you.
Yeah.
He's like you're walking around here flexing like you're Arnold.
Yeah,
well,
big
I
Cass.
Say you hey Arnold.
Oh,
fucking biggest pop of the night.
Oh, dude, for real. Dude.
Biggest pop of the night.
I was fucking dying, dude.
You hey Arnold.
You referenced Stoop Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
I'm
left
off
the
stoop.
Oh, that was funny. That was priceless. So we were all amped.
Oh,
like,
dude, fucking.
We were like, new era, Enzo and Cass. Motherfucker, bout it. Like, you know, Conan, 1998,
oh,
dude. That's that
way,
was us.
Way better speaker
Monday
than
Night
the
Raw.
Raw.
Somebody gets slimed. Uh-huh. Maybe. I don't know.
Like, fucking, you
like
can't do that on television?
Nickelodeon.
That
yeah,
show?
Like, it's like
you can't do that
era.
On television?
That's the era that we're in.
You fuck up, you
Mike
get slimed.
Mike O'Malley. And then.
Dick Stickley is the new announcer.
Wait for it. Simmer down. So anyway, where the fuck was I? It was like 3 seconds in the match.
It was no, it wasn't like 3 seconds. The match literally probably only lasted 2 minutes. Legit.
Yeah, so 2 minutes. Okay, so we were so stoked on this match, and 2 minutes into it, Vaudevillain A I don't know his
name.
Simon
Gotch is the one who threw him out of the fucking ring.
I like Vaudevillain A better. Vaudevillain A threw him.
And we hate like, you so much, you don't now, get a fucking name.
And I don't know really what happened. If Enzo didn't get low enough, if they got too close to the ropes before he threw him, if Gotch threw him too hard. I don't know what happened, but Enzo clipped the fucking top of his head on the second rope and then hit the back of his head on the fucking apron and then flopped onto the fucking mat outside the ring like a dead fish with his eyes wide open. Like, you could see his eyes in the slow motion replay that they gratuitously showed 19 times. But
I was legit scared for the dude when I fucking seen it. Instantly, I was like, what? I just started watching wrestling, and these two guys, I just actually start fucking liking. This dude just broke his fucking neck in front of me. Like, holy fucking shit. Like,
yeah, especially with the when it
that was a brutal fucking.
When it first hit. Happened, I thought it was a planned spot.
It
wasn't until, like, okay, because you had already had seen this part before you came over. So
even when it first happened, dude, I knew instantly. I was like, this is definitely not a spot. When, like, you knew some shit was up, especially when the Vaudevillain went over down to go after him. And fucking the ref literally grabbed him and was like, get the fuck off of him. Because he moved him. Because he was laying there and the Simon Gotch went out. Because he probably was supposed to go out and then go out and pick him up, you know, put him back in the fucking ring. And when he went back over to pick him up, dude, he was motionless and picked him up and jerked him forward. And when the ref seen that, dude, he fucking grabbed dude and yanked him back. And that's when he threw up the little
X
sign and was like, dude, this motherfucker's legit hurt. So like, that's what I thought, knew instantly was like, this is legit. This ain't no Shane McMahon coming off the fucking... Hell in the Cell. This motherfucker really hurt himself because they're stopping production right there on the spot. It kind of reminded me of the Owen Hart falling from the rafter.
Well, you didn't get to see the Owen.
Yeah, you didn't get to see it, but you seen him shut down the production and they cut the whole thing and did their little.
When I first saw him hit the rope and me thinking it was like a planned spot, I was like, man, like you. It was the first thing out of my mouth. I said it audibly. that was a weird way to put that. Instead of just saying I said it out loud, I was like, I said it audibly. So anyway, I was like, that's dangerous to do with the way Paraguayo just died, fucking snapping his neck on the rope and shit. It was the first thing out of my mouth, and then I saw the fucking X's, and I was like, hold on, wait, he's really hurt. That wasn't fucking planned. And then I was like, that's Dr. Raymond. Like, now I'm fucking scientific. And then I think I started talking about Days of Our Lives with the other two people in the room.
Girl one and girl two.
The Sneetch, Starbelly Sneetch one.
They don't get names no more. Mm. They are the unknown. One and two.
So, and then they fucking wheeled out the stretcher. And fucking, it was like somber.
Straight cut to
like
a
new promo Enzo's legs did not move. He was laid in that weird, like kind of like
dude, he was twitching.
60-degree angle, fucking just kind of laid out like that, and he wasn't moving.
It was like an MMA knockout. How you see guys get knocked out and they just lay there and their body twitches.
Enzo
and
was knocked the fuck out.
He was put to,
Smokey was on top of him.
Dude, he was put out with his light
Devo
with his
fucking
eyes open, dude.
I think, honestly, Big Cass gonna finish that match.
We're lucky. I'm glad he's okay and we can talk about it and joke that it was like Friday. But it was really weird. Like Cass would like had his head in the turnbuckle, then he like came up from the turnbuckle and he was like, fuck, blah, blah, blah. Like, he was so pissed. Like, it was almost like their opportunities just fucking squandered from fuck up.
An upcoming star to possibly not wrestling for 6 months, and this guy has to maybe
like,
be
because,
by himself.
Yeah, he could, with
he's
the concussion.
Not a good speaker.
Yeah, I mean, with the concussion, you can be back in a week, or you could be back in fucking 6 months.
Like, no offense to Big Cass or anything, you take away Enzo from him, he's just going to be like Test. Because that's how I kind of view him.
He's got
He's not that talker, He's not
I wouldn't
that
put him like Test, but maybe like Matt Morgan.
Nah.
He's like the size and look and shape of Matt Morgan.
Dude, he's more built like Test. Think about it. Go back and look at Test.
Test is bigger.
Not by much.
Not height wise, but
bulk wise, yeah. But yeah. I put those two more in comparison than Matt Morgan and Big Cass, honestly.
So like, anyway, that was the end of that match. The Vaudevillains. The Vaudevillains were completely dead. No reaction from the crowd. That's definitely one of those gimmicks that got over amazing in NXT, and they get all these cheers, and they're so popular in NXT.
And then you come to Raw and Flounder.
Because people that are like me who fucking are not down there in Florida wanting to eat up their fucking jerk-off bullshit don't fucking care. You know what I mean?
I think it's
hate the Vaudevillain thing.
And that's so a good that thing when you have
the number one contender.
The camera is going to be black and white. That was definitely a number one contender match.
Yeah, that was considered the number one contender match for the tag team.
I don't know if it got ruled. I don't know if anybody got ruled a winner. I wrote down no contest in my phone.
I had put down the outcome, stopped the match. Yeah. Medical staff came out, and no one was declared
a
winner.
A stoppage.
Like,
that's a legit no contest.
Legit.
No contest. So yeah. We'll see where that goes. They'll figure out something.
That would suck if he can't come back for a while because those guys were definitely.
Yeah, cool. They gave
at
us
least
the,
as a tag team. Like,
they kept giving updates throughout the night, and they said by the end of the show that it was just a concussion.
Yeah.
He was talking.
Like
he
I was joking with you, dude. He could have the Joe Hayden concussion out for fucking 6 weeks, 7 weeks. Fuck, he's coming back next week. Oh, he's out for the rest of the season.
You never know.
Yeah, concussions are crazy, dude.
So they instantly went to the promo for Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens.
Quickly. They did probably 10, 15 minutes.
And this is the match that's been around the world for years. El Generico. Ole, ole, ole. You remember El Generico, right, Bobby?
Yeah. Mask.
And Kevin Steen. This is wrestling. So now they're Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And they, so it was like expected they're going to put on a good match, basically, is what I'm trying to say. They've wrestled each other everywhere.
And they got a little bit longer time period probably to wrestle.
Because Enzo got hurt, so yeah. Let's add 5 minutes on the show.
I think they added everyone get a little bit extra time, honestly.
Sometimes what some people's curse can be other people's blessing.
That's how business works, dude.
So, you know, so you get a little extra time to have a good match. And
the WWE's, like, kind of like the fuck 'em system. Like, sucks to be you, but fuck 'em. You got to move on.
One of the things I noticed about...
Can't stop because he got hurt. Fuck 'em.
One of the things I noticed about the Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens match. Of course, we knew it was going to be a good match. They did all kinds of crazy shit. Counters... Where Kevin Owens is dropping Sami Zayn on his neck in every which direction, you know?
I wrote down it was the battle of counters.
But,
because that's exactly what it was, like Bob said me. Because that's all it was a counter after
counter,
counter,
counter.
And
counter.
It was fucking
every
a
counter was badass.
Dude, I mean, old dude Sami Zayn gives Kevin Owens that devastating fucking dragon suplex. And then fucking he instantly gets up, Kevin Owens does, and gives him that crazy lariat. Right out of it, and you're like, any other match that Dragon Suplex would fuck.
What I was going to say about that is how you can tell how much better a match like that is compared to the next match, Miz versus Cesaro, because we had Girl A and Girl B here, and like when that match was going on, everybody was still paying attention. Like, oh, this is like, we were still all paying attention on the wrestling. Once Miz came on, it was like, well, I kind of like the gold he's wearing, and it was like more about my
the
cat
fashion.
Dude, like,
and
dude,
fashion
like,
and my cat.
That's why me and Bob was like, this
Mrs.
is fashion
Boots,
back and we're gonna do a fashion series and the fashion slam and we'll throw in a Josie tweets here and there.
So anyway, I wrote down I wrote leave the Spanish table alone during Zayn and Owens, because they used the German table. So we started talking about how the Spanish table deserved a break, and it was
I told you after fucking 50 years, they're giving the Spanish people their freedom. The table will not get broken no longer.
So then I
free the Spanish from their table.
I turned into the remember the YouTube video where it was like the guy crying, yelling, "Leave Brittany alone!" I turned into him, but I was yelling, "Leave the Spanish table alone!" And then I remembered that was like 9 years ago on YouTube now that that shit happened. Like, can you believe that? That was like 9 years ago.
Yeah,
the leave Britney alone.
Yeah,
like
dude, that shit goes by fast.
Oh my God. Time. Now that we, now with smartphones and stuff, time goes by so much fast because we're so much, we're bored such less amount of time.
Yeah,
I think.
So time goes by so much faster. It does. Everything's more interactive.
I don't know.
Your time just stands still, Bob.
Bob's
always.
In the, Bob's in the fucking
life.
Matrix. We got fucking Keanu here.
It's been your life since 1999, Bob. I know you. Your life has stood still since then. I get it.
He's still the same size.
Yeah. So anyway.
Ain't a damn thing changed.
Ain't a damn thing changed
seven
since 1999.
In seven states, and the only thing different is my locker combination.
Hell yeah, Christian Slater. You should. I like. Have you ever heard my Christian Slater impression?
No.
Derek? He just did a good one, so I don't want to step on his toes. But I was going to do it with 972 schools in 1.5 years. And the only thing different is my locker combination. That's my Christian Slater. Is that who that even is?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't even try to do it. I was trying to do...
That's from Heathers. Is that the movie Heathers?
I was trying to do a surfer. Yeah, it's from the movie Heathers. I was trying to do a surfer impression last night, and I couldn't do it. I just kept doing different things that weren't surfer at all.
So anyway, the next match was Miz versus Cesaro, and Cesaro's back in Fashion Week over here, Fashionista guys.
Yeah.
I don't like.
This is when Girl One and Girl Two actually commented on.
Are they still here?
Fashion Mania. Yeah, they're still here.
They were
at this
so Fashion Mania.
Yeah, because they were like, "Ooh, I like her outfit. It has the black and the pink, but the other girl's outfit's
that was
slutty.
Later. That was Charlotte and Nadia.
That's what I'm saying. They were still here by then.
We're still at Miz and Cesaro.
Oh, damn.
But they were talking about...
That's how boring it was.
Cesaro's shoulder thing.
The tape.
Oh, yeah, they
shoulder.
Were more concerned about the tape. Bob was. Yeah.
It was rocket tape.
Or was
tape.
It you, Sean?
It was me. I thought it was like
you.
A tattoo at first.
You're
I was like oh, that's
that?
Rocket tape. Rocket tape. But no, what I'm trying to say, back to Fashionista... I don't like Cesaro's suit entrance. This is the new thing he started 3 weeks ago.
You're not about the Magic
ago.
Mike life when he comes
no.
out. You're not like, oh,
no,
here it is, Magic
weird.
Mike time.
It's weird. He comes out in a suit, and then he gets to the top of the ring, and right before he goes into his punch the air bicycle, what is that, Billy Blank Tybo shit.
If you want to call it that,
right
sure.
before he goes in, right before he goes into that,
I call it his Magic Mike moment because
you get
all excited every time he comes out. You're like, I fucking love this guy, and now he fucking does this. What a shame!
Right before Mike. he does the Billy Blank move. Right before that, he rips off his entire tuxedo. So it's kind of like it's this weird James Bond thing into Swiss Scuba Man. Thing.
Not at all. It's
Swiss
all Magic
scuba
Mike.
Man.
Yeah. He looks like a Swiss
scuba
man.
Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve.
Scuba Sven.
Swiss Scuba Cesaro Steve. Steve Cesaro. Maybe.
Steve Cesaro.
I'm going to start going by that name. That's kind of a sick
Sean's,
name. Dude.
Sean's new porn name,
Steve
Cesaro.
Cesaro.
Coming soon,
that's just
2017.
My coming. Hell yeah. Where's my cum talk button? I don't know. Anyway, fucking. Yeah. Oh, damn it. I wish I had it faster than that.
That's what she says, can. Too.
So anyway, now I completely lost my throat. Steve Cesaro, remember somebody write that down.
Dude, the only thing about the Miz and the Cesaro
Miz
was
and Cesaro.
The fucking Kevin Owens commentary through the whole match.
Oh,
he
yeah,
was,
that was weird.
That was fucking
I
awesome.
I forgot about
he was,
that.
He was making fun of Michael Cole the whole time and just...
Maggle.
And Maggle.
Maggle Cole. That's JBL's impression
JBL.
Of Michael. Maggle. Maggle Cole. So anyway, yeah, it was... I forgot about that. After... Okay, so Owens won with pop-up powerbomb. Boom. Flattened Sami Zayn. Wins the match. He cuts the promo in the ring. He tells Byron, ask me about beating Sami Zayn. He's like, and Byron's like, so you've, now that you've traveled the country together, and how does it feel right now? And he's like, that's not what I told you to ask you or ask me, but, and he just rips Mike out of his hand and starts cutting a promo. And I thought that was kind of funny. He's like, ask me this. And Byron was like,
he's
no.
He's like whispering it into the, he's like, ask me this.
But
like,
on, okay, but it's heard. On the microphone. Yeah. Man.
So that was pretty fucking so, awesome.
And then all of a sudden he just walks over to the commentary booth and he's wearing fucking JBL's hat and he's like, Maggle. And he's
just
cutting,
chilling.
He's just cutting commentary on this match because I think they're trying to work this, I guess, for Extreme Rules or something, 3 weeks, an Intercontinental title angle. I'm sure that's where I'm guessing they're going.
They're definitely trying to go somewhere with a four-way match of some sort.
I remember this because I think Maryse is really pretty, and I think she's attractive. But she's one of those girls that all women hate, and it proved me right tonight because the two women in the room are like, she's ugly. And I'm like, how can you think she's ugly?
She has a nice body, but she's not pretty. She has a decent face.
She's completely bleached out hair, pretty girl, completely speaks French. How can you be angry about it?
She's not all that, but I'm but she's still decent to look at.
She's better than fucking 98% of the women in the world.
Yeah.
If you really, really think about it. Like, I see a lot of women on a daily basis. And trust me,
I would rather see Maryse be given an eight by me. Sorry.
Yeah, which
I
means,
would give her an eight.
Okay.
She's not flawless. I would give
so
her an eight.
So out of every 10 women you see, you would rather see Maryse 8 times, is what I'm saying. Instead of seeing those girls 1 through 7, you would rather see Maryse 8 times by putting her at an 8.
Girls are.
No,
any. I mean,
they're less than Maryse. If he's rating Maryse an 8, 1 out of every 10 girls, he would have rather have seen a Maryse over.
Yeah.
Get what I'm saying? Not see Maryse 8 times.
But
I guess I said it weird.
She's above average, but she's
but,
not
okay,
like the greatest
so,
thing looking
okay,
at. Like
so
you
I
think
right
she is, you probably have her at like a 10 or something.
A 9.
A 9, yeah.
I put her at a 9.
I have her at like an 8 because she doesn't have like the greatest looking face, but she's pleasant to look at, is what I can say. It's about her. Like, that's about it.
But think about it. I mean, if you really think about the people you see.
Oh, I understand where you're going with it.
Yeah. You put her, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I put
out of
her at
every
an 8.
10, it's a really judgmental and shallow everything I'm saying right now. So
oh,
I should probably dig myself out of this hole.
Sean's girlfriend's going to be
no.
like, I'm going to murder
Here's
you.
The problem is I just love women. I love all women. I find something attractive in everyone. I think every woman's sexy. I want to have
on you right now, Bob.
Yeah, because Bob's half woman, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm like Lil Wayne. I just want to have sex with every girl in the world. I'm just Lil Wayne. That's one of his raps. I mean, you guys might not know that because you don't listen to Lil Wayne raps.
So, but you were just saying like,
I would rather have Maryse 9 out. I would rather have Maryse 9 times other than the other 9 women, except for the one better than...
He's trying to do, like, some fucking algebra shit of trying to determine...
And sacrifice, you got a
33 and a third chance winning. But I got a 66 and third chance winning. Because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me. He's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 and a third chance... Minus
25% chance. You got an 8 and a third chance of winning at Sacrifice.
Is that, yeah, I was going to say.
75% chance of winning.
If we just vote 1-on-1, and then add 66 and two-third percent.
I got 141 and two-third chance of winning at Sacrifice.
Senior Joe, the numbers don't lie. And they spell disaster for you at Sacrifice.
Scott Steiner.
Oh, whoops, I almost played it twice.
That's
anyway,
hilarious.
I was Scott doing Steiner. Math. I don't even remember what math I was
Please
doing.
Please don't do math.
I got yeah. so into...
You need a chalkboard for what you was trying to do.
I got so into Scott... I got so in disgust then or talking, I forgot you where sure it was. Did. So, anyway.
Yeah, but during the Miz and Cesaro match, that's all I really focused on.
Oh, that's
on,
why I was talking about Maurice what, nine times.
Was honestly, just Kevin Owens. It was basically a boring match because I don't personally like Cesaro. The Miz is all right.
Cesaro did some cool stuff, I thought.
You don't like Cesaro?
Not
Claudio
really,
Castagnoli?
Not at all, really.
He's one of the best they got going.
Like, cool, he's, but he has, I just don't like his gimmick. That's my whole thing with him. I just don't like his gimmick. They should
I guess you're
kind of
like Vince McMahon because Vince McMahon didn't really like him either.
I just
that's
don't,
what his problem is. Vince McMahon says there's just
good,
something lacking that's
he's a
not
good wrestler.
Making him connect.
He's a good wrestler. I just don't like his gimmick. Like, he has a cool. I think maybe he needs to be a bad guy or something, and he be.
You
like
said
more,
you watched the Stone Cold interview with Vince McMahon.
He literally
says on it like Vince McMahon says like because Stone Cold asked him flat out like how come a guy like Cesaro gets a push and all of a sudden it feels like the rug is pulled under him. And Vince McMahon was like, I feel like he literally flat out said, like, I feel like
he had his chance pretty much.
Or not that he had his chance, but he's not connecting with the people like he should. There's something not there that he doesn't
I honestly
completely
think,
have.
I think he could be a better bad guy than mm-hmm. how they have him right now, honestly. Like, better bad guy, not a good guy.
Not a scuba diver.
He's definitely not a bad guy or good guy
Scuba
or
Steve,
the
yes.
guy
Cesaro,
but he needs
Scuba
to change
Steve.
His fucking gimmick
was like, that on the podcast Cesaro Scuba Steve
maybe yeah. he should change his name
Steve
to Steve Zaro before you
Cesaro.
And be the new fucking
you.
Val Venus
he'll be
you know?
Scuba
like,
Steve and I'll be Steve, Steve Cesaro
and besides that
dude,
like
Steve,
the only
Steve
other thing
Steve Cesaro is just such a good radio name comedian name and porn star name dude that I'm stoked on the name. Every
Sicilian
like,
pizza
anytime I
man.
Start playing video games, that's gonna be my creator wrestler.
He's changing his Xbox Live
everything.
To Steve Zaro.
My Xbox Live, so yeah, my gamer tag Steve
no
Zaro.
No longer Sean Ash Live-ish. It's yeah. Steve Zaro from now on. Awesome,
Steve. Cesaro.
I'll be waiting for that.
Steve Cesaro is a great fucking name.
Like
so anyway, the note I wrote down about Miz and Cesaro was Miz's timing in the match. It wasn't like it was an incredible or exciting match, but I guess there was a lot of cool spots. I was sitting there chanting for the big swing, and then Cesaro
you
did that.
You wanted the big swing.
That's all I wanted the whole time, but Cesaro did that.
I mean, it was Uppercut City.
Yeah, he did that weird shit where, yeah, he uppercutted nine times, and then he ran back and forth between the ropes three times, and then he
did his super
jump swing punchy.
You were excited by that. Everything is a jump spin thingy with you.
Spinny twisty.
Spinny twisty thingy, jump kick thingy. The thing about
Dragon
thingy.
Punch.
I'm a wrestling commentator extraordinaire.
Yeah,
I know exactly.
Like
all
I didn't
these
have much
names.
Written down by that match. The only thing I had written down was the Kevin Owens commentary because that had me cracking up.
So
and the Sami Zayn at the end of the match.
Yeah, that's how the match ended.
Payback.
That's like, how the match ended. Yeah,
that was like our
finally
payback
2016. Hell yeah, get that a motherfucking ding! I missed ding. The bell three times.
Booyakasha. Acting like Maurice over there
Which
every time she pounded
like
on the
payback.
Fucking
yeah,
door, bing, bing, and wave her
hand. What did you say?
Which is a lot like payback. We'll talk about it.
We got the payback. And so he went jumping, flying, spinny, twisty.
Attacks Kevin Owens at the broadcast booth.
Yeah. Who has my lighter? You have it.
Oh.
So anyway, yeah, he attacks him at the broadcast booth. And then it turns into an all-out brawl.
On the outside, a cheesy
then,
clothesline over the
yeah,
thing. Where he's
if,
like, come over here, fat boy, because I didn't hit you fully.
I'm trying to think of what exactly happened. I remember they got up on the apron and the referees...
Oh, I have it written down.
The referees distracted them. I'm trying to remember. So the referees distracted by them fighting on the apron.
Yeah,
because
Cesaro gets the Miz into the crossface and they jump up
oh,
on the
yeah,
apron.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens does. And, then
and
that's
fucking
when
Miz is tapping and
it's
shit.
It's tapping out, yeah. And that's when Sami Zayn jumps up on the apron too to distract the ref, and that's when he turns his back.
Cesaro gets up, goes towards the ref, and then Miz rolls him up
yep,
with a
little
roll up, one,
little
two,
sneak
three.
Behind.
bullshit booking.
And he wins the title, and then afterwards, an all-out brawl happens once again, and
yeah, Cesaro, it looked like they were building for some four-way type like you said, thing.
They got Extreme Rules coming up. They're going to need something to push that Intercontinental title.
Big fucking table match or ladder match or
another
some
ladder
fatal
match.
Four-way or something.
I wouldn't want to do a ladder match.
Like, barbed wire! Nah. Deathmasker. I was watching this thing on YouTube today, like 10 worst hardcore matches or something like that, and it was like, or 10 worst match stipulations or something like that, and one of them said alligator moat electrifying death explosion match or some shit like that, and it was like them. It
Bob
was like,
instantly thinking this is the worst idea ever, but I still want to see it.
I was instantly thinking
it was in,
be a great match for Ryback.
It was in Japan.
This type of match, yes.
It was in Japan.
Feed
and then
him
like,
the alligator. I'll make leather boots out of
it. They literally put a. It was like a SeaWorld exhibit, and they literally put a wrestling ring in the middle of the water. Then like if
and
you
has
got
Shamu's.
Yeah,
around.
If you got thrown in the water, it would explode the moment you hit it and shit. It was like the worst dumb stuff in the world. Anyway.
Horrible.
So after that, we rolled into fucking Ambrose and Jericho, which I don't even know where this match came from.
I called... Either.
Well, I know it was the talk show match. You said you were watching, maybe you can give us more on it. It was literally like Jericho was doing his talk show segment, which is the highlight reel. He's done
that's
forever.
That's how they opened
and then
up the promo
fucking,
for it.
And then Dean Ambrose showed up one day and was like, "Now it's the Ambrose Asylum with the anarchy signs because I'm a lunatic."
Shane McMahon told me I can have the show. Sucks to be you, Chris Jericho. Cry like a baby.
That's what happened. Shane McMahon said it. You can have it.
Because they gave him the letter. I mean, come on. You had to watch the Raw after WrestleMania. That's how it works.
But what's kind of extreme about the booking nowadays, it's like, okay, 3 weeks, boom, you're on a pay-per-view match, blow off, boom. And it's not even like, okay, Jericho can have his own thing going on, this guy can have his own thing going on,
and
but this is starting.
Yeah.
This is starting, and he interferes,
maybe. They're like
maybe,
3 weeks,
and
you better do it, and that's it.
Yeah, it's so much just cold, hard angles between people. Instead of everything kind of entered. I think that's almost something missing.
Yeah.
Like, you never...
They need to, like, go back.
It's not like...
Throw back a little bit.
Yeah, because...
Intertwine stories a little bit.
If you really think about it, back in the day, Goldust might have been with Luna, but you knew he was the ex-husband of Terry, who's with this person, and it can always... Mood, you know what I mean? It was just there was always fucking intertwining goddamn bullshit between everything.
Exactly.
Between everybody. Every storyline was happening, but they were all connected, but some
lot of them were connected.
Yeah, these two people had a problem
main
with these
storyline.
So anyway,
especially like the corporate ministry storyline were like,
and it's almost fucked up because for years we were asking like, God, give up the soap opera bullshit and let's have some real matches for titles. And now that they're literally only having like cool matches
back.
For titles,
you're
like
I want drama.
Almost, yeah. Goddamn, who's fucking you? Who?
Who's
you know
talking? Who's talking these days?
Yeah, who's talking? Who's talking? It's high school. They're not banging. They're not dating.
Who's in the
talking.
Glee Club, guys?
Who's gleeking on people?
Who's in the click this week?
So anyway, what was the match where Ambrose and Jericho?
Yeah, I had zero key moments because I was not thrilled about this match.
Ambrose won. I don't even really remember how anymore. I'm fucking high.
He countered the Lion's Saw and put him into the Dirty Deeds DDT to get the pin, and that was it. That was like
this was kind of the throwaway on the match.
I mean, they went outside and
they could have honestly would have been a good idea is just keep this match off the pay per view, move Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler onto the pay per view.
Here's my whole
thing with
Chris Jericho.
Instead
of
giving a match for these two that don't fucking matter and put it on TV, like let them match
they
and
fucking
let
matter.
Two.
Let's go back to how you was talking about the storyline situation. Chris Jericho's a perfect example. He's someone who needs a storyline to intertwine with wrestlers to make his matches good. You can't just throw him in a 3 week match. Oh, you're the new like rival. Like it gives him matches no meaning because you got to think about his past and how all of his matches were. They all had meaning because he had a rivalry. Mm. Now you're just having a basic, here's 3 weeks, you're going to wrestle. Like, you're not getting that good of enough match. Like, you need to build up his matches to get, like, a better match from him, I think. That's just my own opinion, because when I watched that match, I was like, damn, that sucked. When I watched the WrestleMania match, I was like, that match was fucking awesome. Not just because it was AJ Styles or whoever he was wrestling. I mean,
you're talking about Jericho?
Yeah, he's like Ric Flair. He can make any wrestler look good, I believe. Mm-hmm. And just like that match, it was just like, I don't really care about this match. Not enough angle to it. Fuck it. That's why I have zero key moments, because it was like, nah, it's a I don't really care match.
So we can gloss over it. I mean, it happened. You got anything to say about it?
No.
I mean, none of us were really, like, this was when we were all about dominoes.
Kind of about the dominoes. This was about situation. The
dominoes. Yeah, this, I think, yeah, this is when we.
No, I think.
Because Charlotte and Natalya started next.
Yeah, we have that, and then we had the dominoes, because I think the girls left by the
Charlotte and Natalya was. It was weird because it was hyped up a lot. They're both great wrestlers. You're ready for a great match. You got Rick on the outside. You got Bret Hart on the outside.
Yeah, I was instantly glad to see him, especially since he was through that cancer he had and shit like that. Mm. And everyone knew about that. And it was cool that to actually see him on an event that he was actually healthy and doing well, especially since people are just passing left and right these days.
Everybody's dead.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, like. I mean, think about it. Hopefully, he doesn't go tomorrow like the Ultimate Warrior does.
Yeah, God,
WrestleMania, bam, you're dead the next day.
Yeah,
like,
he literally had Hall of Fame Saturday, WrestleMania Sunday.
I'm dead.
He had Monday Night Raw. Monday came out, did a speech on Monday Night Raw, and then died the next morning.
Yeah, that's like
in the parking lot of the airport in front of his kids and wife.
Yeah, crazy.
Heart attack. Boom. Dead. Yep.
See you never.
Anyway, the match was like, these two wrestled. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it was, I want to say the very first.
On the NXT?
Very first NXT.
Oh, yeah, I watched some of the older for
NXT
the titles.
Arrival. I think I want to say it is NXT Arrival, the like very first one, or NXT Take, or the first Takeover, one of the two.
Yeah, they wrestled for and, the title.
And it was the same setup, Bret in one corner, Ric Flair in the other. And they fucking went 30 minutes, tore the fucking house down. And this that's what I was expecting this match to be. And it was like 10 minutes, like a lot of setup. You got to see Charlotte try a moonsault.
They
really
should have had
it.
More time, I felt.
And yeah,
especially with the injury at the beginning of the card, I felt like they should have pushed them, especially since they're pushing women's wrestling right now.
And then
push them, give them more time.
And then the finish was kind of convoluted because.
Yeah.
We never expected a screw job, if that makes sense. What they basically did was they recreated the Montreal screw job, but instead of Vince McMahon with Earl Hebner against Bret Hart, it's Ric Flair with Little Nate Charles Robinson against
Charlotte. He has his boy in his
corner. So we really have to kind of see. Like, I'll hold off my overall opinion yet, because they can either do one of two things. They can completely, like, talk about Charles Robinson and Lil Nate tomorrow night and never talk about it again, or they can make this a six-month fucking angle with this crooked-ass referee who...
Like a Nick Patrick deal.
And fucking, you know, it can become a big fucking thing, and it can
become
something cool.
Exactly. I would rather see it develop and blossom into something, like, more...
So there was a lot of setup instead of payback wasn't the night of payoffs.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
It definitely was the night of cliffhangers.
Yeah, they were kind of setting up shit.
In 2 years, next pay-per-view, cliffhangers, after WrestleMania. You know, yes, I am trademarking that before they take my shit.
It kind of also sounds like
Vince McMahon will pay you for that shit. He wants everything. He's like Gene Simmons, that greedy motherfucker.
It
wants
also
kind of
sounds like a cool bar name, cliffhangers.
Like puzzles.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, awesome. It was when McMahon came out, Vince McMahon. And like we said at the top of the podcast, the whole point of this show was Vince McMahon's going to decide Shane McMahon or Stephanie's going to control.
Choosing their fate.
And
who's running roll?
Stephanie came out. And the only note I have written down for this whole speech is that Stephanie has cute shoes on.
You were disappointed. She was not looking as good.
Fashion back.
Fashion back.
Yeah, she was not. She wasn't the dominatrix. Fucking gonna meet
you
make
were not
people
Oogling
eat their
her
own
like
cum.
You was last month
and
you
shit
were,
like
last
that.
Last month you were Oogling her. You were like Stephanie McMahon. Like Like, if Triple H was standing next to you, he would literally stick his dick in your mouth because that's how far your jaw was dropped. Like, you're like, Stephanie.
Yeah, WrestleMania last month.
Jaw dropping.
She was literally like, you are all warriors. Now eat your own cum. And I was like, fuck yeah. That's exactly how the night went.
That was probably like your third orgasm of the night. I
remember we were having all kinds of jerk off explosions during WrestleMania. Pay per view wasn't a lot of jerk off explosions.
This was like put Bob the lotion had on one it during Ryback.
Yeah. that's funny. You're just giving it some cocoa butter and letting it just fucking sink in.
Yeah, it wasn't like a payback. It was like, here, he'll work it out. Except for Bobby over here with Bobby the pre-com, prelim. Yeah, he gets
pre-show.
Yep.
Gives Bobby
guy.
His
what
pre-show.
What did his weight belt say?
Mr. Pre-show back? Yeah, Mr. Pre-show. Showstopper or some shit.
Oh, well.
I couldn't remember. Bob knows.
Ryback is who we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so he came out. Stephanie did have cute shoes on. I'll say that.
Before that, you got to admit, like, CM Punk got a huge
That was
pop
the only thing about that.
Before.
Okay. Now, if you've ever heard, there's audio of, it's leaked audio, and it's kind of funny because it's, like, off air. Audio of Michael Cole and Michael Cole and JBL talking, and a CM Punk chant breaks out during commercial during Raw, and it lasts for like 10 seconds, and fucking JBL's like, not a lot of enthusiasm in that chant, and then Michael Cole's like, yeah, you're right. It doesn't last long, does it?
And that's what she says.
And it's funny because it almost was kind of like that tonight. They started with the CM Punk, and then fucking Vince McMahon kind of said something.
Mocked them,
and they kind of shut up. And then they started with it again, and he fucking said something else, and they just shut up and started cheering for Vince McMahon. It's almost like there's not conviction in it. They should just completely ignore. If they were really serious about it, they should ignore everything Vince McMahon says, everything
and,
everyone
and
does,
goes over
and
top
just
of them.
Chant it and chant it.
Kind of like the Daniel Bryan thing.
Like, but the yes. There was a point on some episodes where they couldn't cut promos in the ring because everybody was chanting yes so much.
Exactly.
Like, so they if they want to have conviction, because it's true, because
they had to go back to the old days during those time and cut promos in the basement and have every wrestler, you know, come out and do their promo.
So Vince
you got
McMahon,
10 minutes, guys, especially during Daniel Bryan era.
Vince McMahon, the professional.
Those yeses killed the ratings.
He's the professional. Vince McMahon, he gets them to shut up. They're Vince McMahon. I mean, they're Vince McMahon. No,
Vince McMahon's the puppet master, dude. He gets all the people in his hands, and people just eat everything he does because he's a genius. Like,
so Vince, then Shane comes out, and Shane, I don't know. I feel like Shane almost looks awkward.
He gets the pop.
People love him.
They
and
eat
him
up
love
like Bobby.
Him.
Bobby
I
eats
love
him up.
I want to do the dance. I want to do the dance.
I was shocked
stuff.
That no one got up and did the Shane O'Mac. You jumped up for the Enzo Amore and did everything.
Yeah,
and I was waiting for Bob to jump up and do the little Shane McMahon.
I think Enzo getting knocked out
we
fucked me
get
up,
We didn't get the
man.
Pizza until, yeah, that's about... During time you guys got the pizza, yeah.
And we were eating pizza.
We got Jared, and I was like, Bob, I hope he doesn't bring underage girls with you because you know those people named
Jared. The pizza guy.
They like underage girls,
I think,
and
Enzo
he might bring you Subway.
I think Enzo getting fucked up fucked me up for the rest of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, me too, guys.
It just was set up like, it was like, oh, really?
They started off
the new era begun.
And got
and
ruined
just,
in one match within 2 minutes. Back
was...
to PG. Fuck us.
Back to just G.
The era was
back
over.
To, you guys suck. You guys are going to G.
The era was over.
No more over the top ropes. Disqualified.
You can't go under the rope either.
You can't even fucking touch a ref.
You can't go under a rope. You can't even touch a rope.
Yeah, you got to stay away from the fucking rope. Yeah. Hump each other, lay down, pin each other. You know how it goes.
Handshake before the match.
So anyway, so Shane and Stephanie are in the ring, and Vince says, like, you know, Stephanie's been doing a good job. And Shane's like, well, look what I've done. And it shows all these headlines from all these credible websites like Fox Sports and Sporting News, incredible magazine, TV network type websites.
Talking Rolling about Stone, how wrestling's getting good again.
Because Shane McMahon's revitalizing it. Right.
He's the revival.
He's revitalizing
it. He's the on-screen boss.
Mm-hmm. He's the guy.
Mm-hmm. I tried to do a Dusty Rhodes and I fucked up. Dusty Rhodes, baby, he's revitalizing that shit.
You've been working on that, haven't
he's
you?
He's been revitalizing that shit, baby. So he's going to steer the ship to the right direction, baby. So anyway,
Can I hit you with a chair now and be Ric Flair?
I just cut up in my fucking head. Like
you
six
can be Arn Anderson.
Like,
we can beat Sean up now. We're the horsemen, dude.
Stab me in the eye with a spike.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, come here.
That's 1986 humor right there.
Yeah, way over Bob's head. He's stab like, me in he's the like eye what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, the whole point of this podcast is to go over Bob's head.
Okay.
Everything's been going
spike
over his head.
Spike in the eye, 1986. So anyway, that's what the four horsemen
did. He's like,
did.
Guys, I just was born. Right? 86?
No, 88.
Yeah, I wasn't even born. So anyway, so he lays all that out. Stephanie's wearing her cute shoes and she's like, I do this. And Vince is like, you know what? The two of you, you're both in charge.
Yeah, he's like, you guys pretty much battle to the death.
So,
blood and everything.
So it was basically, you know what it was? It was no payoff, just a setup. No payback,
like
just
I
a
said,
setup.
They
just
put
like
the cocoa
the whole
butter
rest of the pay per view.
And, you know, like mm-hmm. softened it up for
just
you.
Just the rest of the pay per view. It was no payoff, yeah. No payback.
Except for the Sami Zayn. Like,
yeah,
he's
so,
the only
but
one.
But Sami Zayn still
payback.
Didn't really get payback because he lost the match.
Indeed. But he got
Kevin
his.
Kevin Owens won. Kevin Nolan's. So Kevin Nolan's baby, he's just winning the match. He's running wild. So anyway, the next match was the main event.
The main event.
Roman Reigns, AJ Styles. Roman Good Reigns, match. Choir boos. Haven't heard somebody booed like that in a long time. Like who else is getting booed like that? There wasn't one other person on the card tonight booed like that.
For some reason, he's the good guy that can never get over. Like, seriously, like, he's...
He got over one night in Philadelphia.
He can't be
did you see that shit?
No, he can't. Okay. He can't be a bad guy, because no one wants him to be
he's
a bad guy.
He's not a good guy. He's not a bad guy.
And
he's
no one wants
the
him,
guy.
Yeah,
Derek.
And that's his whole gimmick, but still, like, he can't be either, because the crowd don't fucking like
well,
you.
All right, so he fucking...
like, sucks to be you. The crowd just don't like you.
He...
you know what that means, Sean?
The Royal
Wear
Rumble. Okay, the Royal Rumble was
become
in...
Become a luchador.
The Royal Rumble was in Philadelphia in 2014. And he fucking won...
They gave him a golf
no,
club.
He won and they booed him out of the fucking building. And then a year later...
I've yet to see him get cheered in arena.
Well, no, a year later, very same arena... fucking for some reason the cards fell right.
The straw hat guy stood up and clapped.
The cards fell right. He punched Vince McMahon in the face. It was a hard fought match. He wins the belt in the arena. The place pops. Everybody's crying and cheering, and he gets a fucking standing ovation in the same arena he got booed out of, and there was almost a riot the year before. Never been cheered since. But that one night, he did get it. Like, it was almost like the corner's turning, and it's like, okay,
they
no,
were like,
it's
one
not.
Night, we'll give you your woo-woo-woo moment,
yeah,
and
right
then guess
the
what?
Rumble.
Back to the minor leagues.
People don't just don't want Triple H.
That was
H
another
to be
thing. What's the point of Zack Ryder winning the belt at WrestleMania to lose it the next night and not even be in the...
Hey.
Not even have a rematch at Payback.
Hey.
Like, Payback. I lost my
no
belt. I'm getting paid. What about the motherfucker that was Intercontinental? Who the fuck was Intercontinental champion before that match? Before the ladder match? Who even fucking knows? I don't even fucking remember. Now that it's America, who the fuck remembers?
Wasn't it Kevin Owens supposed to be the champ?
Yeah, you're right. It was motherfucking Kevin Owens was the Intercontinental champion.
And
he lost in ladder match. Never got a rematch.
At WrestleMania.
Miz won it. Miz won it
the
next night.
They did
the
opening because they did the opening ladder match that I
bitched
about.
I can't believe you won that. I mean, you remember this. He won that. Like, he won a trivia
contest. That, yes. Where's my fucking money? Jesus.
Yeah. So, anyway, you're right. Okay. So, that happens. And then
I don't even fucking watch wrestling on the regular. Jesus, Sean. You should be on it.
I don't even remember. I don't even know. So Kevin Owens
get
loses.
With the storyline.
Okay,
man.
But in a month's time, okay, Kevin Owens can be a champion. Kevin Owens can be a champion for months. Okay. And in a month's time, he loses the belt in like an 8-person fucking ladder match. Doesn't
that
even
you know you're gonna fucking lose because you're wrestling 8 other guys, and guess who comes down? The guy who's never had his WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, okay. So
and you were so excited, you're like, oh my god, my favorite wrestler got his moment.
I don't
oh my god,
my favorite wrestler.
He didn't even come down with fucking Eve Mendez like he did last time.
Know.
Like,
yeah, he came out to Eve's music the last time,
and he was and Sean was so disappointed. Like not even the woo 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 music.
He
like
came
what
out
the
to
fuck?
His own music this
like,
time.
I want Zack Ryder music. He was all
anyway.
For it. Like he's finally at the top of the mountain just to get pushed back down to the totem pole where
anyway,
he belongs.
Yeah, exactly. So Zack Ryder wins
in a mask. Luchador.
All right. So Zack Ryder wins, and instead of Kevin Owens getting a rematch, The Miz gets a match the next night. The Miz,
you know
wins
why
it.
He gets a rematch? Because he's awesome.
He is awesome. And Maurice.
And you
want to
see Maurice. Like you said, eight out of 10. You want to see Maurice.
Yeah. 8 out of 10 times. So,
of course you want to see The Miz. I mean, do you want to see Ash? You know?
No, I'm into The Miz, too. So
he's into The Miz. You heard that. He wants to give him deep neck rubs.
Deep neck massage.
He's
How
into
are we
him.
Talking about this match?
Because I'm trying to get a point out. And now I don't remember what the fuck it was.
We're talking about his moment, Roman Reigns,
yeah,
because
okay,
Zack Ryder got his moment.
Here's the deal. So then, Kevin Owens doesn't even get a fucking rematch, doesn't even care about a rematch, goes right into an angle with Sami Zayn. Fucking
that they've been doing for
Zack Ryder loses his belt, and then fucking homeboy Miz goes straight into a program with motherfucking... whoever the fuck he wrestled.
Cesaro?
I already forget.
Magic Mike. Cesaro.
The Miz?
Yeah, The Miz wrestled Magic Mike tonight.
Yeah,
tonight.
Cesaro. Yeah. So The Miz goes straight into the program with Cesaro.
He was only worried about Maurice. We understand.
Yeah.
8 out of 10.
Yeah,
well,
Miz
with you, 9
Maurice.
Out of 10. She's almost a perfect dime.
I'd pay to see Miz versus Maurice.
I seen him pay to see the ring.
Actually, thinking back on that, like, you and the two girls over here just kept talking about Maurice the whole time.
You guys were in a heated discussion
they
over Maurice.
Like, they hated her.
Talking about like her hitting the
I felt
side of the
like,
ring and shit like that. And
I felt like they were getting their revenge back from Sean having them locked down in the basement and Ty watching, forcing to watch wrestling.
I was
not
wondering
true.
If you guys were even watching the match at all or just
focusing Maurice.
Solely on what she was doing outside of
and,
the ring.
And her boobs.
And her boobs, her hairy titty,
her one boob.
Her
so
one
anyway,
boob.
Okay, Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles. This is the beginning of the new era. We got AJ Styles in the main event.
Actually, good match.
It was.
Which
Roman Reigns
got broken.
The actual regular Mike Maggle
and JBL.
Yeah,
Maggle
and
JBL. Sean's favorite.
Byron
Maxwell.
You even forget Byron Maxwell's even there. Saxton. Byron Saxton.
Yeah, Byron Saxton.
Like, I'd like calling him Byron Maxwell better, though. It's kinda that's kind of like Steve Cesaro.
Yeah,
it's a better name, Byron Maxwell.
Yeah, it's a better fit for him.
I'm going to tweet him that. Byron Saxton, you should go by Byron Maxwell. It's better.
Yeah, like it better suits you, bro.
That's what the takeaway from the match. But anyway, that was one of the coolest spots. That was like a spot that made me say, oh shit.
Yeah.
Was
that was a
Roman
Styles oh my god moment for you.
Roman standing in front of the table. AJ comes off the top rope with his flying punch, Superman punch, springboard Superman punch that he does.
Flying elbow, that's what they call it.
Or flying elbow.
Or forearm.
It's like forearm. Boom, perfect. I named 9 different body parts. Forearm, perfect. So anyway, But Roman took the spot great, too, because he hopped up perfect.
Oh, it was awesome.
And they collapsed the table perfect. It was almost like he took a clothesline through midair, but it was like a forearm to the head that knocked him through the table.
A spot I've never seen before.
Perfect execution, Perfect execution, nice. Done great. It wasn't like Mick Foley breaking his sternum or none of that.
It was nice to see a new spot that has never been done before, honestly. I'd never seen that, and I was like, cool. Nice new little spot right there.
And then, what the hell is that noise? My bad. Okay. So anyway, then,
you are putting me in one of those driver's tests of seeing which hand to raise.
So it was one of those weird, there was like a beep going in only the left ear.
Left hand, raise anyway. It, please.
All right. So then this
damn
is.
Damn you, Bobby, you missed
this. This is what happened. So after that, after that spot happened, the referee had gotten to nine, and AJ rolled in the ring and stopped.
Got the
conventional count. Wisdom would have been like roll in the ring, roll back stop out real count. Quick, roll in, roll out, roll in, roll out. Like you, people do that all the time, where they just like hang on the apron and then roll back out and breaks
and
break count.
The count. Yeah,
he could have done anything like that, but instead he rolled in the ring and he's like standing in the middle of the ring.
I called this my first main false finish.
False spinach.
first main one because they had several ones in between. Well, at least then, 10 adding up to this one.
You kind of called this part because
what's up? Yeah,
what did
no,
you say?
No, you
first
called
time
it.
Sean missed the bell. Earlier, you missed the bell.
On spinach?
Three times. You missed the bell trying to hit it. I forget why.
He was like Maurice, shaking his hand. I already made fun of him about it.
And I said, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Anyway, I think you called this. You were like, "Uh-oh, here comes Shane to restart it."
You asked us at the beginning of how you wanted the match to go, and I thought I was getting my finish, but you called it. You were like, in a fantasy, your fantasy, you was like, "I hope they get the count out and someone comes out and restarts it, and then they're going to get a DQ and then the other one's going to come out and restart it."
I didn't call that until the...
You called it way before any of us. All I did was call the Gallows and Anderson coming out.
I don't remember. I feel like I said the part about the DQ after the ring out happened. I was like, oh, what would be cool
right after that. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. After that, you was talking about, like, maybe they'll come back
so,
and start
the
match.
The count out happens, and then Shane comes out and is like, you know what, that's not how, under my era, this new era, that's not how we're going to do things. We're going to restart this match. So it was really neat because it was kind of almost like building up AJ, like,
yeah, that's when you instantly changed
he's
your pick from
Roman. Because I thought
to
Roman.
AJ after we picked,
does that
I thought
mean
Roman
he's gonna
was
going to
win clean.
Every event.
Just restart matches.
Yeah.
And then.
In your perfect mind, Bob, yes, they
it
will.
It was like maybe.
Especially if they wear a mask.
But
luchador.
That's when I. Luchador, boom. So that's when I started saying, hopefully. I was like, it'd be cool as if they restarted with the DQ.
You called it.
Or whatever. I was like, there'd
you
be
had
a
your
DQ
WrestleMania moment
happens.
Calling the match perfect.
I was like, it'd be funny if a DQ happens and they come out or restart it again. And then
Stride X rewind.
Soon as a nut hit happened, I was like, what the fuck happened? And you were like, you're DQ. I was like, oh,
you were stunned.
Yeah, I didn't even really like
that's
realize.
That's why I was like, Stride X rewind.
So the DQ then and happened.
You actually called Stephanie coming out.
Yeah, that was kind of like foreshadowed. Once Shane came out, I was like, yeah, Shane came out. They're definitely going to bring Stephanie out because they have them so-called both
out,
running the show. So
if she was
he came out, she had her resting bitch face on, was like, no one's fucking up my show.
Resting
so like,
bitch face and cute shoes.
Yeah, like she's like, bitch, My matches are ending like this. Fuck Shane McMahon. Like, fuck you. Like,
she didn't say all that. All she did
she
was
might
say
as well,
under my
she might as well have said it. That's how she was talking. God damn it.
Under my administration, we're not gonna have things happen like this.
This match
is gonna restart with no DQ.
She said it in her little bitchy way. You know how it is. She was in like the fuck you motherfucker this, and you know it. She just didn't say it, but she was in that mode like. Ain't no motherfucker telling me what to do. I'm like my dad here. Fuck you all.
So
matches started back up.
Lose my microphone there.
So then the match got crazy.
Yeah, it got a lot. It was actually it was a really like, good match. It was all like time. A
match after another match. It was pretty awesome. But it was like three matches.
There was
in a
lot of great false finishes, a lot of great moves, lots of forearms. AJ had great fire up. Roman had great timing. Roman hit the one spot that made me say, "Oh shit!" He literally picked AJ up with his torso, like he put his arms around his torso and just literally picked him up, set him on top of the top turnbuckle, and just punched him in the fucking jaw. And AJ went from the top turnbuckle to the outside, right to the ground.
That's when Gallows and Anderson came out right after that. And,
Luke Gallows and Anderson came out, got involved.
You was hoping he would be Festus, is what you.
Festus should have came out.
Festus should come out. The bell should
come out slobbering. Yeah, hit the bell. Festus started whipping
crazy, and out. Yeah, and then we started talking about their little angle back then, and I'm like, no, I'd rather have.
So Luke Gallows, who came out, used to be a character named Festus Bob, and he was like
then he became Luke Gallows with the Straight Edge Society.
He would come out drooling, and then as soon as the
physical drool, Bob.
As soon as they would ring the bell, ding 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 ding, match start. The bells made him go crazy. So he would go wild, and he'd be wild man all on the outside of the ring. He'd like get in. He'd hit a bunch of moves, and then when they'd win the match and the bell would ring again, he'd go back to and drooling on himself. So anytime he heard a bell, he would go back and forth. So
he was like a mental.
So yeah, like Jesse would keep a bell around. His partner was Jesse. He hit a bell, and then CM Punk got a hold of him.
It was like, this dude's on drugs. Yeah, take him off the drugs.
And said the real reason why he was like
sedated.
That. Yeah, that's exactly it. The reason why he was like that, Bob, was because he was on drugs.
And that's when I stopped watching wrestling. Like, this shit fucking sucks.
That was
that was my quitting moment.
So he converted him. He converted him to Straight Edge and got him off drugs and made him stop being retarded.
And that's when Bobby started watching wrestling.
So bells started ringing. So
after that moment.
Anyway, it was a good match.
The match was better than I thought.
What is that noise? Is that the rain?
Yeah.
I hear the rain in my headphones. Like, wow.
It's loud, yes.
That's wild rain. That's a wild thing, rain.
Yeah.
So we might as well get out of here. We got any closing thoughts on this? Roman Reigns ended up winning, which I thought was...
Via the spear.
I thought that was just dumb booking. Okay, so you do all this to build up AJ. He fucking loses... Well, he wins technically twice, but doesn't win the belt. And then when it really fucking counts... Roman wins. Like, I just thought that was dumb booking. You build up AJ to this level for everybody to fucking cheer, and you pull the rug out from under him. Like, everybody, say going into the match, it might have been 50-50. Everybody was against Roman, but I don't know how many people believed.
I just had a feeling like they brought AJ Styles in because he's more popular as is than what they have on the roster. Well, right now.
I don't know how many people believed AJ was going to win going in. I didn't. But then as soon as they did those two false finishes, like those two, like, you know, I mean, weird finish type things, was when I was like, well, they have to give them the win now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got like, that feeling.
It has to be now. Like, I was like, it's AJ's time.
But I called
now.
It once again. Once the champion comes out last, they always fucking win. When they come out first.
Champion always comes out last, primarily.
And when they come out first, they drop the belt. Just watch it. Every time. I've been watching since 95 wrestling, and it is the same thing over and over every time. I've noticed that.
The champion primarily always comes out last, whether they win or lose. I'm going to go through and find 900 cases of champions coming out last and losing.
You'll see it sometimes, but you see a lot of them coming out.
You'll see it sometimes. I'll find 900.
But I'm saying a lot of times you see the guys coming out first.
I'll find
900
on WWE Network.
The current WrestleMania, Triple H comes out first. What does he do? Drop the title.
He only came out first because he had the big entrance.
So why not save
Dominatrix
Stephanie. So why not save it for last rather than Roman Reigns' little... Oh, I'm coming in the ring looking at everyone.
So Roman Reigns
cock my dildo
around.
Hand and come to the ring. Like,
cock that dildo hand. Like, what do you got to say about Payback, Bob?
Shit, dude.
Payback in a nutshell.
I had a thing to say, and then I was thinking about fucking WrestleMania because you guys started talking about it.
What do you think about WrestleMania, Bob? No. You think
Payback.
WrestleMania was?
Yeah.
You
Payback,
think so?
It was a lot of letdown.
It was a lot of setup. That's what we were saying. It wasn't like people got payback or payoffs. Hey,
all I'm saying,
it got set up.
Hopefully this happens in my perfect little world after
it should be called setup 2016.
It should be called cliffhanger number one, mm-hmm. because nothing's unsettled. And number two,
cliffhanger.
And after this Extreme Rules match, if AJ Styles loses, you know what I think best for him? Honestly, you know what I think best for him?
Yeah, we didn't get to that point
Luchador.
Yet. Mask, Luchador.
That's all I'm saying. If your career goes downhill, Mask, Luchador.
Aldo Montoya. So we didn't get to this point. You will be known. Though. What happened after the match was there was a segment backstage with Vince McMahon, Stephanie, and Shane. And Vince was like, that's good what you did there, Shane. And he was like, but Stephanie, you were kind of stepping on Shane's toes. And he's like, so what do you think? You think they're going to have a rematch? And they were like, yeah, rematch at Extreme Rules in 3 weeks.
And they cut in on each other.
And they were like
blah,
all
blah,
right.
blah, blah. And, you know.
So, yeah. They
had their Days of Our Life moment, as you was recall.
Marlena and Stefano. And then.
Like, you're like, yes.
So, Vince McMahon was like, all right, I'll see you Monday. Bo. I can't believe you know who Bo is.
Because that's who. Bo that's all Hope. I overheard you talk about, so I figured that's who your favorite person
was. I was talking about
was.
Hope.
Oh, you like Hope, too? Okay.
Hope was hot.
I feel bad for you, Paige. He's cheating on you.
My cat. So, anyway.
Your name should be Hope.
So, it ended with them setting up 3 weeks from now, Extreme Rules, AJ against Roman.
And I also hope there's a triple... Well, actually...
A Triple H?
No, I was going to say triple threat match for the Intercontinental title, but I think there should be a
four-way. Yeah,
I think it
Sammy.
Should be, honestly, a four-way.
Sammy, Miz, Owens, and Cesaro.
Mm-hmm. And it should be a good match. Hopefully they don't do something stupid with that match.
So, anyway, that was Payback. Payback, you got anything like... You got any overall statements about Payback?
Cliffhanger, and for all the wrestlers that... lost and your career suck, remember Mask, Luchador.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day. Am I supposed to say let's have a good day on this type of podcast, or am I supposed to just say bye?
You should say like
have a nice day. Is that
go
you,
back in
no you some, need to learn to be Jack Tunney some. God damn it, fuck Gorilla. He's
what
did, dead.
What was Jack Tunney's sign off? And thank you from the president
and
of the
WWE. And who fucking knows? That's how not
but,
important
but,
you.
Oh, well, you know what I? You know what I have, Sean, dude. Here it is.
Steve Cesaro said so.
Steve Cesaro.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
Steve
so awesome.
Cesaro.
Nobody's made it this far in the podcast, but if they have, I'm gonna find a Jack Tunney clip on YouTube. That's what I'm gonna do. Jack Tunney. How do you spell Jack Tunney? I think I found
it. TUNEY.
All right, Jack Tunney. Here's Jack Tunney. And that's a... Motherfucker, it's an ad. But...
Fucking ads.
It'll be Jack Tunney.
Click now in 5 seconds.
It'll be Jack Tunney in 24 seconds. I can't even skip this ad. It's unskippable.
He's clicked too many times on
just
it's skip
a, Jack
ad.
Tunney's got that YouTube money.
It's a, yeah, Jack Tunney's got YouTube money.
He needs some kind of money. His family is fucking not making anything. 30, Vince McMahon bought him out and then screwed him out of a
all,
fucking job.
This is all WWE money. All right. Payback 2016. Jack Tunney. At yeah. this time, I got a Jack Tunney. WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, hurry.
You're going to pay me to have WrestleMania. Okay.
Champion, the Ultimate Warrior. Unquestionably, this is the greatest main event ever signed in World Wrestling Federation history. Never before have two men been so equally matched in popularity, in strength, and in stamina. However, the only question yet to be resolved is, whose championship will be defended? That question will be answered at a later date. Thank you.
It is now official. With the authorization of the World Wrestling Federation President Jack Tunney, the main event for WrestleMania 6 will be the Ultimate Challenge. Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior. The only question left to be answered is whose title will be at stake. That question will be answered in the weeks to come. For the World Wrestling Federation, this has been Special Report.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.